This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In New Zealand, some of the bodies of the 50 people killed in Friday's massacre at two mosques are being turned over to their families so they can be buried according to Muslim tradition. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said all the bodies will be returned by Wednesday. She said six disaster victim identification experts have flown in from Australia to help. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee has a report.
This is a haka being performed outside the Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch. 41 people were killed here in Friday's attack, and the emotional Maori war dance paid tribute to those lost as mourners silently stood by. Two days after its deadliest peacetime mass killing, New Zealand is still reeling. The death toll continued to rise Sunday, with police discovering another body at one of the mosques.
As of last night, we were able to take all of the victims from both of those scenes. And in doing so, we have located a further victim.
And at Christchurch Hospital, more than a dozen people are still in critical condition, including a child.
That was Grace Lee from Reuters. Prime Minister Ardern spoke today as one of more than 30 recipients of a 74-page white nationalist manifesto, emailed by the shooting suspect 9 minutes before the attack began. In it, Brenton Tarrant denounced Muslims and called immigrants invaders.
The assurance I want to give is that had it provided details that could have been acted on immediately, it would have been. But there unfortunately were no such details in that email.
The Prime Minister also says steps have been taken to protect Muslim places of worship and those who use them. To keep up with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or simply use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The Israeli army is searching for a Palestinian man they say killed an Israeli soldier and seriously wounded two Israeli civilians near the West Bank city of Nablus. Israel says the assailant killed the soldier with a knife, then used his victim's assault rifle to fire at passing vehicles, wounding the two civilians. Pakistani police say a bomb blast today ripped through a train bound for the city of Quetta and killed three people and wounded at least a half dozen others. Authorities say the device went off in one of the cars. It happened in Balochistan province. There has been so far no claim of responsibility, but Baloch separatists have attacked trains in the past. British Prime Minister Theresa May is set on trying once again this week to get her Brexit deal with the European Union approved by Parliament. It's already been defeated twice, and opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says his side is ready.
The government is apparently going to bring its proposals once again to Parliament this week. I suspect they'll be defeated again. The whole process they're doing is running down the clock. I think at that point a confidence motion would be appropriate. I think at that point we should say there has to be a general election so the people of this country can decide.
The International Organization for Migration says Latin America has displaced the Mediterranean Sea as the deadliest route in the world for migrants. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
International Organization for Migration spokesman Joel Millman says since February 1st, 79 deaths have been reported along this route. He says this is nearly three times higher than the numbers reported in the Mediterranean. He agrees the rise in deaths is a consequence of increased migration from Latin American countries to the United States. He tells VOA the journey has become more dangerous because of greater reliance by refugees and migrants on smugglers to transport them to the U.S. border.
That was Lisa Schlein from Geneva. President Trump often cites the danger of migrants trekking to the United States as the reason he needs to put up a wall on the southern U.S. border. Indonesian disaster officials say flash floods and mudslides in Papua, Indonesia's easternmost province, have killed at least 50 people. A National Disaster Agency spokesman said dozens of homes have been damaged by the floodwaters and that the number of casualties will likely rise. A police officer is reported dead after demonstrations over local elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Members of the ruling Union for Democracy and Social Progress Party began demonstrating in the streets Friday. They are protesting the results in regional assembly voting, which gave the majority to the opposition Common Front for Congo, the party of longtime President Joseph Kabila. For more news, VOA.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.